Welcome back to Arizona Edition on KAWC. I'm Lou Gum. Businesses of all sizes are impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Diane Hillegass is owner and sole operator of Yuma's only comic book and gaming store, FanQuest Comics and Games, turned 30 years old recently. And before the virus hit, Hillegass says she was having a good couple of years. Dungeons & Dragons and other tabletop games were making a bit of a comeback. Blockbuster movies spurred comic book sales, and loyal customers supported the expansion of game nights at the shop to nearly every night of the week. Hillegass says the original shop didn't sell comic books. It was mostly a place to allow tabletop gamers to gather.
And we were in a really small place. We were in like 600 square feet. We had like no startup money. So we went to the electric company and got the big spools, and we made tables out of them. And we had a little room in the back, and that's how we started playing. And then the front was product. So we did a lot of Battletech the first year and a lot of Dungeons and Dragons. And then the second year, my brother got a job offer back at home in Maryland, and so he decided to take it. So then I took over the business, and I've been running it by myself ever since. So the second year, the only comic book store in town, which was a specialty shop on 4th Avenue, went out of business, so there were no comic book stores. So some of my gamers collected comics, so they asked for me to start getting comics. And I said, I don't know anything about comics, so tell me what you want, and that's what I'll get in. So that's how we've been doing it ever since, because we just started our pull and holds that way. And we do most of our comics, probably about 90% of them are pull and holds. And our customer base has been with us ever since.
13 years ago, FanQuest moved to a bit larger location, and business has been good.
Last year was our best year since 2003. So I thought 2020 is going to be awesome, right? And our sales were even up from last year at the same time. And then this happens.
So how quickly did that stop? Did you close down or shut things down a bit right when the governor made his order, or were you ahead of that? When did you decide, I guess I can't keep having people coming in here every night?
When he put his order that they closed all the restaurants, that's when we closed for gaming. And then I just told everybody, whenever you need something, to call me, and then I will meet you up at the store, and that way you can pick up whatever you want, because we still had orders coming in. Diamond Comics, who is the only distributor for comic books, ceased comics. So it actually kind of helped us a little bit, because we did have several customers who had big piles of comics that they just couldn't get caught up on, who came in and picked up all their back issues. So this is like one of the first times that all our back issues and holds are all cleared out. So everybody was able to get caught up. So that was kind of a good thing for us.
And I know from my experience with you early on, a lot of people really did knew that that would be helpful to you and came in and picked up their stuff.
Yes, we had people come in and say, I know that you're going to be hurting for a while, so I just wanted to buy some stuff to make sure that you're okay. So we're really lucky that we have a really good customer base.
Hillegass says when she and her brother started FanQuest in 1990, they took a small loan from their parents and paid it back within a year. She hasn't needed any other loans since then, and she says she's proud to say that her inventory is paid for and she carries no debt.
And you're still not running games. You're still not technically open. What has been your experience in terms of getting any sort of relief or help that the federal government or the state have been offering in terms of helping small businesses? What's been your experience of that?
Mine has been that I haven't been able to get anything. Because when I shut down, Trump said that if you own a small business, that you can file for unemployment if you can't take anything out of your business. So I filed for that, and the state kicked that back and said that I did not rate it because I've never paid into it. And my response was COVID-19 says that, yes, I do rate it. And so right now I'm still going in every week and applying and filling out all the paperwork, but they said that it's going to be reviewed then July 5th. Which hopefully by July 5th, we'll be back up and running again. And then the small business loan, the forgivable loan, which I've talked to the banks, said that it's not going to be forgivable. They said the first week you could apply if you owned a small business and had payroll. And then the second week you could apply if you're a small employed person but don't have anybody else to pay other than just yourself. So the day that opened up, I put all my paperwork in, and as of yesterday, the banker hasn't heard anything on the loan. So I'm always falling in between all the cracks, you know.
Hillegast says she can last a few months, but if comic book distributors still lag and social gatherings remain banned for months on end, it will be tough.
Well, our gaming stuff distributors, a couple of their warehouses shut down like the first and second week, but they've all reopened up. A couple of the games are new games coming out have been postponed like 2 to 4 weeks. But my gamers, as soon as I get a new release in, they're coming in and buying it. So our sales on our games are still pretty good. Now, the comic industry will get our first comic shipment of DC Comics on May 12th. And DC has now made their comics available on Tuesdays instead of Wednesdays. They said we should pick it up at UPS on Monday. But then sometimes UPS is still kind of behind right now. So tentatively, May 12th, and then we will get a shipment of DC Comics every other week. As for Marvel, we haven't heard anything at all.
And a couple of weeks ago, something else happened, an unfortunate event that had a silver lining for FanQuest Comics.
Unfortunately, one of our longtime customers got very sick, and he decided that he would donate his comic collection to us. So we are in the process of going through it. So that means that in the time that we're closed, I have actually been here every day sorting, arranging comic books.
Give us a sense of this collection though. What do you know about how long he was keeping this and so far, what do you know is here?
He probably collected at least, as far as I know, 25 to 27, maybe, that he's been collecting on and off. So I believe he donated probably 20 boxes, which is close to 20,000 comics. Once I get these where I can really start selling them, I want them at a good price so people can come in and buy them.
It sounds like your business will survive the COVID-19 pandemic so far.
So far.
And what do you attribute that to? Is it these loyal customers that you've got?
Oh, it's my customers. They're so awesome because they know that we're here not just – we've always been helping the community. We always been my idea has been that we're part of the community we want to help out. So we it's not just that you're here gaming. It's just that you're here gaming, having fun with your friends and family. Collectors are really, they're not going to give up their collections because of this. So we know that the comic collectors are just waiting for the books to be printed again. So they'll be back. We'll just keep going. I mean, I'm not ready to give up.
Diane Hillegast is the owner and sole employee of FanQuest Comics and Games, Yuma's only gaming and comic book store.